The White House today is expected to release new information about President Bush's service in the Air National Guard in the Vietnam era. Questions about his service have resurfaced while attention has turned to Democratic Senator John Kerry's Vietnam service. Walter Robinson is a reporter for the Boston Globe, and he had some of that new information in today's newspaper. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What were the new documents you found?
Well, there were two of them. Previously, there had been no record that President Bush appeared for any drills between May of 72 and May of 73. And, in fact, there are other records that have been on that have been known for 4 years that his commanders have said that he didn't appear in that period. So up pop two new pieces of paper which show Bush attending some number of drills in that period, a bare minimum to get credit for the year. And they, you know, they are on the record. They do show service, but they're sort of head-scratchers in that they're contradicted by a lot of other documents on the record. And they suggest that when the president said on Sunday that all the records had been scrubbed in the year 2000, that they missed some.
So they show that he got credit for attending. Whether he attended or not is another matter.
That's an open question. His two commanding officers in Houston in May of 73 said they could not do his officer efficiency report because he had not been seen in the prior year. One of these officers was a friend of his, and yet we now have these sort of bare minimal documents which list dates and numbers of points, and some of them fall in the period when he supposedly wasn't there.
He was assigned for a time to a unit in Alabama. Do your records show he was given credit for service in Alabama or credit for service in Houston at that time?
They don't say which base he was at. The commander in Alabama said pretty emphatically 4 years ago that he never saw Bush show up there. The records do show some drills in October and November of 72, presumably in Alabama, although there is no record in his entire file that he ever got a point in Alabama other than this. In other words, his master file shows no service at all after April of 72, which this is sort of the formal compilation of all of his service. So these new documents also are contradicted by that.
And the president said in his interview over the weekend, as he has said before, that he cannot remember what duties he performed in Alabama.
That's correct. Or in Houston, when he says he returned there, he was off flight status for reasons that still remain unclear. And he says he did duties, but he doesn't remember who he worked for. And for the last 4 years, Bush White House has been unable to find people in either guard unit to come forward and say, yes, I remember seeing him.
Sounds like nothing's resolved yet.
Not yet. Nothing ever is.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Walter Robinson is a reporter for the Boston Globe.